1888.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Great day to work in the yard. Temperatures are going to be really nice today, and even warmer on Monday and Tuesday when we have to go back to work. That's okay. That means the furnace doesn't run as long or as often, and that's a real good thing. If we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. A lot of things that need to be done in the gardens and around the house, and if we can help you with those projects, give us a call. Talk to Jared. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to put the garden to bed so we can concentrate on the house. Now, hopefully the lawn's been fed. If it hasn't been fertilized, it's still not too late. I have a section that's all done, and the rest of it I'll do between now and Thanksgiving. So you still have plenty of time. And the grass will use that fertilizer so that it can kind of hibernate a lot better. And that way when spring comes, it'll be ready to go and turn nice and green for you. Your roses. Now, if you have roses, I'm sure some of you still have roses with flowers on them. And that's perfectly okay. Some years you can have roses in bloom until Christmas. Especially if you live in southern New England, in Rhode Island, Connecticut, Cape Cod, it's not uncommon to have roses late into the year. But what you want to start saying to yourself is, once you get to Veterans Day, once you get to Thanksgiving, you really need to start putting those roses to bed. And if you're going to use soil, then you can start doing it right now. If you're going to use bark mulch, or you're going to use compost, you can start doing it now. Even though the rose still looks good, mound some soil around it while you've got the time and while you can think about it. And you want to come up 12 to 15 inches. The branches that still have leaves, they're okay. But mound that soil around them. If you're using things like pine needles or straw, wait. The reason that you want to wait when you're using something that's soft like that is the moles, the mice, the chipmunks still are looking for a place to spend the winter. And the chipmunks and the mice, if you put a mound of pine needles or straw around your plants, they're going to think that you built them a condo. And they're going to take full advantage of it, and you're going to end up with these rodents making a nest in that mound that you've created. And during the winter, they're going to chew at the bark of your plant. And then you could end up with a plant that doesn't look too good or possibly die during the winter. So if you're using something that's solid, like bark mulch or soil, no problem. But if you're using straw or pine needles, wait. It does make a big, big difference. Hydrangeas, they still have leaves on them. Pull them together. Make them look like a Hershey Kiss. Tie a piece of string to one branch, wrap it around the plant, pull it tight so that the point is like a teepee or a big fat Hershey Kiss on the bottom coming to a point, and pack soil or bark mulch in there. I use bark mulch on hydrangea. And that way in the spring, when I untie it, I just spread the bark mulch right around, and that plant has already been mulched for the year. That's really, really important if you want them to come back. Now, that's the blue or the pink. The white ones, nothing bothers them. It can be as cold and windy and everything else, and they're fine. But the blue hydrangea and the pink hydrangea need to be mulched during the winter. And you need to come up, again, 15 inches, 12 to 15 inches. And it does make a big, big difference. Perennial beds should all be cut back now. Cut them back to almost the ground. If you see hostas and they're all yellow and they don't look good, the plant has gone into dormancy. And if you can get that old foliage out and put it to your compost pile, that way if you had slugs on your hosta, when the weather gets cold and the season begins to change, the slugs know that the season's coming to an end. And they know that they have to be able to reproduce themselves, that the next generation, soon. So they will lay eggs on your hosta leaves. They're going to die. They're going to freeze, and they're gone. But they have instincts that says, the season's coming to an end for me. I have to leave something behind for the next generation. So by pruning back all of your dead perennials, you're removing potential problems. White fly, mealybug, spider mite, they're all doing the same thing. They're laying eggs on the foliage of plants. And by you removing that foliage, you're removing potential problems. And that will make a big, big difference. If you planted some new fruit trees this year, that bark of that fruit tree is like ice cream. So the moles, the mice, squirrels, chipmunks, during the middle of winter when they're really hungry, they're going to go to their fruit tree and say, ha ha ha, I've got ice cream for lunch. And they'll chew that bark all the way around the tree. And once they chew the bark, the plant is basically a goner, because the water tubes that take the energy out of the ground and bring it up to the leaves are right up against the bark. And when the bark is eaten, some of those water tubes get cut, and the plant can never recover because there's no way to get the moisture out of the ground to keep the leaves rigid and to send the energy up and down. So go to the local hardware store, and what you want is called hardware cloth. And the holes in the wire are square, and they're about a half an inch by a half an inch square. And a lot of the garden centers will sell it by the roll, small rolls, or you can buy it by the yard. And what you want to do is to make a circle to go around the trunk of the tree. And you don't need to go all the way up to the first branch. You need to come up about 2 feet. And you want the ring of wire around the fruit tree to be at least an inch all the way around the trunk of the tree. Okay? So what you do is put your hands around the trunk of the tree, expand it, and see what the circumference is just by measuring your fingers, or bring a tape measurer put the tape measure around it, giving yourself a 1-inch gap all the way around. Now, this is not going to be permanent. It's just for the first 2 or 3 years till the bark gets a chance to toughen up and to get flaky. I mean, you look at big established trees, they're not going to have a problem because the bark is too hard. But when it's young and it's soft and it's tender, you'll have a real problem. So you want to clean it up, and it does make a big, big difference. Okay? Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How is everything in Minnesota today?
We have had absolutely beautiful weather here lately. It's been up like 60 degrees and sunny and gorgeous, so I can't complain right now.
Right now.
Right
exactly.
Now, okay. We're enjoying it for the next week. We'll have it, I think, and then we plunge headfirst into winter. So
let's hope it doesn't come too fast, Jared.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who do we have up first today?
All right, first up this morning we have Debbie on the line, who's calling about a blue spruce.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I just wanted to use the blue spruce as an example of what I'm asking about.
Okay.
I'm planning on spraying wilt-proof on my newly planted knot garden. I've only got half of it done, but I want to wilt-proof it for the winter. And
yes.
I remember you telling people that blue spruce and different colors like that, because this plant that I have, this one strand in my knot garden, is called blue ice rosemary, and it's not deciduous. And you had said that the blue powder, there's like a blue powder on the plant, and if you spray
yep.
it, you lose the blue. So
yep.
I can't. That's what my question is. Can I spray the blue ice rosemary, that strand, with the wilt proof?
Okay. Why don't you hold on? We're coming up on a break. We come back. We'll talk to you first. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA. The Better Business Bureau is made in the USA and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll free, 800-259-9231. And if you want to order a wreath and you want to phone, wait till after 10 o'clock and then we can talk to you on the phone, but not until after 10, okay? Or you can just go on the internet. Believe it or not, it's coming faster than we all think. Now, Debbie, what I was saying is we planted a fat Albert blue spruce. I think it's been like 4 or 5 years ago. And beautiful. It's a dwarf blue spruce. It doesn't get as tall or as wide. And that's what I wanted to put near my flagpole on my front lawn. And I had forgotten all about this. And because it was his first year, I wanted to really protect it for the winter because it's wide open. Everything is wide open in front of my house. So I sprayed the tree with Wiltproof to seal up all of those needles to prevent dehydration. And I had forgotten that the blue coloration to the needle is a powder. It looks like it's like talcum powder. But it's blue, and when you rub your needle, it comes off in your hand. Well, I sprayed it with Wiltproof, and my blue spruce turned green. And it stayed green right through the winter, right through the spring. The new growth came out. The new growth was beautiful, nice blue color. And then it filled in, and you could still see the green through the new growth, but I sacrificed the color for the fall, the winter, and the early spring to protect it. On your rosemary that's got that coloration, maybe what you want to do is spray a little bit on one branch and see how much it's going to change the color of the plant. But you have to say to yourself, when the new growth comes out, it's going to have that natural blue color. The old foliage, when you spray it with the Wiltproof, is going to turn it green. So, do you want it to survive the winter? Yes. If you don't spray it with the Wiltproof, there's a chance that it may dehydrate because the Wiltproof or Wilt Stop will plug up the pores in the foliage so that moisture cannot escape during the winter. That's how it works. It plugs up the pores, preventing moisture loss. So do you lose the color during the fall, winter, and early spring and then have the new growth emerge and that's nice and green? Or take a chance and keep it that blue color and then have a rough winter and the plant dies? So I'll leave it up to you. But if it was me, I would spray it with the Wiltproof or Wilt Stop. And that way I know that the plant, we've done everything possible to keep it alive during the winter. The other thing that you can do is once we get to around Thanksgiving, if you just wrapped the plant with burlap, but I like the Wiltproof a lot better. It's in direct contact with the pores and seems to work a lot better for you. Okay, now, newly planted evergreens. Needle evergreens are not as delicate as broadleaf evergreens. And if you live in an area where you get a lot of wind, you get a lot of sun, azaleas are probably the weakest as far as winter damage. Mountain laurel are next. Boxwood are with the azaleas in areas, and then rhododendron and holly. So the weakest are azaleas. If you planted some big ones, then I would definitely treat those with an anti-desiccant spray. And as long as your temperatures are in the 40s and 50s, I mean, a day like today and tomorrow and Monday, they're talking high 50s to the 60s for the Northeast, is going to be absolutely beautiful. But any newly planted evergreen, it really does make a difference. And hydrangea, the blue and the pink one, if you can spray the stems, as soon as the leaves come off, spray those stems. Your roses, even though they're green right now and there are flowers on them, spray the stems of your roses. And whatever's left, put it in your garage, your tool shed, save it. And then once we get through Thanksgiving, go back and give them a second shot. But anti-desiccants really make a big difference on newly planted or really tough areas. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Vivian on the line, who's looking for a recommendation.
Vivian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Hi, Jared. What a wonderful man to talk to this early in the morning.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. And listen, my son and daughter-in-law moved to North Carolina about 2 years ago. And in the Raleigh area, and
yeah.
We had wanted to send them something for the yard from the New England area that would be an unusual planting for their yard, but that it would be compatible because of the weather. And we just don't know. I don't know if there's a website that we can go to or if you can make some recommendations. And can we send them some roots from a lilac tree from their previous home in Woburn? Can that grow down there in that clay stuff or whatever it is
down
there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I've been to Raleigh several times. That Raleigh is the corporate homes for Bayer Lawn and Garden. That's where they have their big test gardens and their corporate headquarters. And my wife and I, when we drive down to go to Florida in January, we stop and talk with Ken Kukurowski, and we take a look at all of his test gardens and things over there. And it really is a neat area. But yeah, you could dig, wait until spring. Cause right now, if you dig them, they're just going to sit there. But in March, you can dig chunks of his lilacs and, wash them, you know, dig out the roots, wash the soil. So that way there's no fungus or anything that's going to go down. And then, put some, peat moss around the root system so that it doesn't dry out, and put it in a plastic bag and tighten it really good right around the roots. And then you can wrap it in like a brown packaging paper. So it can be long. So if you want to take a piece that has branches 2 feet long as the root ball is in a plastic bag with some moist peat moss, put a twist them around it to hold it intact, and then roll it in some brown paper. And you can buy that at any of the office supply stores. Then you could send him that. If there's a particular plant that they like in New England, then they will all survive there. So if he likes Rosa Sharon, you could buy a Rosa Sharon. And you know what I think would probably be the best thing is if you're going to be going to his house during Christmas, or you're not.
I don't think that's going to. I'm nursing a broken ankle right now, so I'm not going any place but my house.
you know what you can do? Give him a call and ask him if, talk about the yard and things and say, is there a favorite nursery that you go to there? You know, just go at it that way. And then what you could do is call directory assistant, call the nursery and tell them who you are, that you have a son that lives in Raleigh, and you're wondering if you could get a gift certificate and that he could use to buy a plant at the local nursery rather than you buy a rhododendron from here and ship it all the way down there. That way he could end up getting a much bigger plant because you don't have to pay for the shipping of it.
Yeah.
And he could get something that he could say, this was a Christmas gift from my mom, and it's something that I really enjoy. And you could put a little note, and you could either have the nursery send you the gift certificate or mail it directly to him in a Christmas card. But I've done that before with friends that have moved out, and they love it. So they have a tree in their yard. There was a present from me and my wife, and they absolutely love it. So I would do that, but I would dig roots from your lilacs. If he likes the blue hydrangea in the spring, you could take a chunk out of your blue hydrangea. It's a multi-stem plant. If there are perennials that him and his wife like, and you have them in your garden. So if there was a hosta, for example, that he liked in your garden, when we get into March, they look like little pointed buds. As soon as you see that they're beginning to grow, dig out a chunk of it, wrap it up, ship it up to him, and that way he'd have a piece of mom's garden in his yard. I have in my back garden, my mother loved violets. She absolutely loved it, but the time things run all over the place. So when she passed away, I went into her garden, and I dug these violets, and I brought them home, and I planted them in my backyard. And so when they're in bloom, and I'm in the backyard, that's my mother in bloom there.
Yes.
And I'm sure your son would, so, you know, if just give him something that's not going to take over the whole yard.
So that would be the better way to go, is the gift certificate, as opposed to mailing something from up here.
Yeah. But I would, you know, when you talk to him, just say, you know, have you gone to your local nursery and see what they have? And
yeah.
Just ask him, what nursery do you go to? And, you know, where is it? And then you can call them, and you can get a gift certificate that they can mail up to you. You can put it in a nice Christmas card, mail it to them. And that way, when that spring comes and he buys a tree, and while you're talking to the nursery, you can say to them, this is what I'm thinking. What would a small tree like 6 foot tall cost? Or a dogwood or a big lilac clump or something like that. And then he can tell you. And then you send him a gift certificate in the spring. Your son buys a lilac. He plants it. He takes a picture of it. He sends it to you. And every time that lilac blooms, he'll think of you.
Yes, he'll think of us. You know that Bayer corporate headquarters in Raleigh? Is that open to the public?
If you call, they will allow you to come and take a tour.
Okay. Is it worth taking for them?
I think they would enjoy it. There's a lot of grassy areas. Because it's the thing that I thought was pretty amazing is they have probably 10 acres of just grass. And every time new grass seed comes out, they build a strip of lawn with those new grasses in it. And I said, well, why do you have to do that? Well, we're using weed killers to kill certain weeds, and we want to make sure that it won't kill the grasses, which I thought was pretty neat. So they've got like 100 acres of land there, and they have a lot of grasses. They have a lot of shrubs and trees, and they have specific shrubs that have specific insects. And by testing it there, they have a total control. So they can spray a couple of plants and then forget a couple of plants and see if it truly is a systemic. But they have a section, and my wife and I had the biggest thrill going through there. My wife was a little, kept itching the whole time through it. But they have a building that is nothing but insects. And they raise mosquitoes and ants and cockroaches and different things. And we went into one room, and it was nothing but roaches.
Oh.
And they had roaches from all over the United States. And what happened was, if they have a specific a restaurant, and they've been spraying and spraying, and they put up traps, and they can't kill these roaches, they'll have people from that state that will catch some of those roaches, send them to Bayer, and then Bayer will do tests using different types of mixtures of chemicals to see if they can kill these roaches that will become immune to it. But they had roaches from Puerto Rico. They had roaches, it said Texas roaches, and they had Massachusetts. I mean, it was really kind of neat.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but they raise all these different insects in a laboratory so that they can test new ideas on them to see how effective, and they don't want to put too much. So they start with, let's say, a 1% treatment. They'll do a 3, they'll do a 5, they'll do a 7%, and they want to keep it as weak as possible, because if it's going to be in the home, they don't want a high concentration of pesticide.
Yes.
So it was really interesting for my wife and I to see all of the research that goes into this. So, but have them call the Bayer Corporation, and I'm sure that there are times when they do have tours for the public, and it's a beautiful, beautiful sight, and I'm sure that they would enjoy it. Vivian, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
You have a great Thanksgiving. It's only 3 weeks away.
I know. I can taste the turkey now.
Thank you, Vivian. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Marilyn on the line, who's calling about a willow tree.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. What an interesting discussion you've done. My goodness.
It's fun, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
Great?
It really is. I have a couple of things. I did one thing wrong, and I should have listened to you. But the other thing is I have two questions. One is a walking bush, a tall walking tree bush. I want to cut it down. It's so big. It's like curvy. It
looks like it's corkscrew.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a hairy lotta walking stick.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yep, it's got great branches, but it will get big.
Can I cut it down now with the leaves on it? It's too big. I want to kind of reduce the height of it.
Yeah, what you could do is go to a florist, Marilyn.
Yeah.
And tell them that you have a hairy lotta walking stick.
Uh-huh.
With that corkscrew foliage.
Yeah.
And ask them if they'd be interested in buying the branches that you're going to be doing some pruning. Some of the florists would, that looks so nice in a arrangement with that corkscrew type foliage. I'd be willing to bet some of the florists would buy it from you.
Oh my goodness. Is it okay to do it now?
I'd wait until all the leaves have at least turned yellow.
Okay.
So if the leaves are green, leave it alone.
Okay.
Because you want the energy that's in the leaves to drain out of the leaf into the stem and down into the root system.
Uh-huh.
So where it's going to be stored until next year.
Uh-huh.
Now, we're coming up on a break. Why don't you hold on, and when we come back, we'll take your second question. But write down hairy lauder walking stick, and I just love it. The leaves are nothing special, but in the winter, with that corkscrew branches, wow. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectorant this fall. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with your special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $28.95, and that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without paying and use Radius Garden Tools.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, we've been so busy this morning, had some great talks with the callers. I forgot to mention, if you go to my website, which is paulparent, P-A-R-E-N-T.com, as soon as the page comes up, just look at the very bottom. Starting the 24th of November, we are going to have a weekly newsletter. And all you do is you punch in your email address and then hit submit. And starting on the 24th, right before Thanksgiving, you will be receiving a free newsletter. And the first newsletter is going to tell you about how to take care and grow cyclamen. We're going to talk about poinsettias. We're going to tell you a little bit about Christmas trees, what to do and how to care and how to select one. And we're going to tell you a little bit about how to pot up bulbs. So you go to the garden centers right now, you can buy things like crocuses and Chionodoxa and Scilla, all of the little bulbs that are relatively inexpensive. Also, dwarf daffodils. And in the article, I tell you how to pot them and how to force them to bloom. And it's really, really easy. And we're having, there'll be a recipe, and we'll have all kinds of fun things in it. But go to paulparent.com, And the very front page at the bottom, it says, join the email. You just punch in your email address, hit submit, and you'll be getting a newsletter with information every single week. All kinds of tips, and we'll talk about specific plants and insects and diseases. So it will keep you in tune on what's going on. Okay? Marilyn, you had a second question?
Yes, indeed. Oh, what great tips you've been giving. This butterfly bush, it was the cart before the horse. I wrapped it up with a hardware cloth and tied it up, but I forgot to cut it down to, say, 4 inches for the winter.
Oh.
Did I do the wrong thing?
You did the right thing. Butterfly bush never gets pruned until the spring.
Really?
Yeah. The reason is, if you cut your butterfly bush right now, the plant is going dormant. And where you make the cut, it will not make a scab because everything's moving down, just like roses. You never prune roses in the fall because the energy is going down and it won't make a scab. So what happens is it's windy, it's sunny, the wind blows across your yard, it hits the exposed area where you made the cut, and it sucks the moisture out of the stem, and the stem dries out and dries out, and eventually it dries right down to the ground. So butterfly bush, do not prune them in the fall. Leave them alone. And then when we get into March, then you can cut them to the height that you want. I have a butterfly bush. I cut it down to about 3 feet. It will go right back up to 5 and 6 feet, and I cut it back down to 3 because I don't want it to get to be too big. I've seen butterfly bush 7, 8 feet tall.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want to keep mine, but don't cut it back to 3 or 4 inches. Cut it back to the, because you want to get a little bit of size to it. I mean, it's a beautiful, beautiful plant. It will flower several times during the year as long as you deadhead.
Mm-hmm.
But do not prune like Rosa Sharon, you never prune at this time of the year. Your blue hydrangeas, you never prune in the fall of the year. The only thing that you're going to prune in the fall are your dying perennials. If you've got evergreen plants, you don't want to shear them and shape them in the fall of the year. Again, you're going to have all these open cuts with tips exposed to the weather that will create a problem. If you want to do some selective pruning to control the size, and with the holidays coming, if you've got some yews that are getting to be a little bit too big, do some selective pruning on your yews. Stuff the greens into your window boxes or containers. If you've got whiskey barrels that are normally full of flowers and the whiskey barrels stay out, and you've got some yews, some junipers, some pine trees that are getting to be too big, hemlock, and you want to do a little bit of selective pruning, do some pruning. Put those branches in your window boxes, in your whiskey barrels, and that way those containers stay beautiful all winter, and rather than have an empty barrel sitting at the end of the driveway, fill them full of greens.